8. A closer look at nutrition labelling. Diabetes mellitus and carbohydrates. Dr. Al said that I have diabetes. He told me it is related to insulin. You know more about it than I do. Can you explain it to me?
Diabetes is a metabolic disorder. People with diabetes have either a deficiency or a resistance to insulin, a hormone produced by the pancreas. As a result, it affects the use of glucose in their bodies.
I heard people say that people with diabetes need to go on a diet and restrict their food intake. They need to reduce their body weight too.
Dad, maintaining a healthy body weight and dietary management play important roles in diabetic control. It doesn't mean that people with diabetes should restrict their food intake unnecessarily. What they need to do is to have a balanced diet with a variety of food and follow the 3-low-1-high principle, that is, low fat, low sugars, low sodium, and high fiber. Besides, they need to be aware of their daily intake of carbohydrates, including sugars. To help control the blood glucose level, the amount of carbohydrates, including sugars, taken during mealtimes should be kept consistent on a day-to-day basis. In addition, they need to consume less saturated fat and trans fat to reduce the risk of developing heart disease. In fact, diabetic patients should follow the meal plans prescribed by their dietitians.
Wow, this is complicated, but I have a solution. You've talked about following the meal plans prescribed by dietitians. My buddy Arfai has got one. I can make a copy and follow his meal plan. This is so convenient.
No. Everyone has different nutritional needs and diabetic conditions. Dad, don't use other people's meal plans. You've made an appointment to see a dietitian next week. Your dietitian can devise a meal plan for you with reference to your nutritional needs and diabetic condition. The number of portions of food you can eat at each meal will be written on the meal plan.
Good. But why don't you go shopping with me for sugar-free or low-sugar food now? By the way, can I trust those sugar-free or low-sugar claims?
From the 1st of July 2010, the new nutrition labelling scheme will regulate these kinds of nutrition claims. Low sugar means that the food should contain not more than 5 grams of sugars per 100 grams or 100 millilitres of food. Sugar-free means that the food should contain not more than 0.5 grams of sugar per 100 grams or 100 millilitres of food. As you can see, sugar-free does not mean that the product does not contain sugars or carbohydrates. Also, some products may carry a statement emphasizing that the product has no added sugars. No added sugars means that sugars or ingredients that contain sugars for sweetening purposes are not added during the food production process. However, the product may still contain sugars that are naturally present. As for less sweet, it's only a claim for taste sensation and is not identical to low sugars.
Oh, now I understand better.
Daddy, an important point to note is that regardless of the types of nutrition claims that may appear on the packages, they only give a rough idea about the content of a particular nutrient. Also, a nutrition claim is usually made for a specific nutrient only. Thus, we should look at the nutrition labels for detailed information and pay attention to the content of other nutrients when we choose our food. We shouldn't make a food choice solely on the basis of a nutrition claim. For example, a product with a low sugars claim may have a high fat content. The best practice is to refer to the nutrition claims as well as the nutrition labels in order to eat healthily.
Right. I will ask my dietitian to show me how to read nutrition labels when I see her next week. Also, I'll ask her to teach me how to choose suitable food too.